Can't say that I was active in the actual lead up to the fracking ban in the city. But we were getting flyers in the mail 3 to 4 times a week. And because my wife had a different last name than I do, we were getting duplicate copies of those. So it was clear that somebody had, plans for quite a bit of fracking here. They were investing very, very heavily in advertising to against the ban. And so we're certainly aware of what was going on, and we certainly knew any number of people who were speaking against the ban. We went to meetings and that type of thing, discussing the pros and cons of fracking in the city, and talked about the various tactics that the industry was using about Denton will lose so many jobs because of this, and everybody was able to pretty much see that for what it was. It was just a means of scaring people into these bad things are going to happen if you don't let fracking come into the city. And I think that the people that we're working with were their eyes were pretty clearly open as to that was just an industry tactic to both intimidate and scare residents of Denton. And in that the fracking ban passed, it was obvious that the city as a whole understood they're very well organized. But again, I didn't have much to do with the organization of that pre-vote fracking whatnot. So it was pretty much after the fact that the ban looked threatened that I became involved.
What were your feelings when the ban was overturned? How did you respond?